Perek Vav. So Esther was metaken 3 days tainus, and now the 3 days are finished. I know when she went Beyom Ashlishi. It wasn't the end of the 3 days. Meimeila, it wasn't the end of the 3 days. She didn't see any simen min hashamayim, even though she was in a meridika madrega, lav sham malchus, she was in a madrega of nevuah, of ruach hakodesh, but she didn't see any simen min hashamayim in a chanami, because they hadn't finished the tshuva. But now, finished the 3 days, and now starts the Yeshua. Even though Be'etzem, the whole thought in the Megillah is that everything is behest upon him, even though everything else is part of the Yeshua, right from the very first pasuk. Everything is little pieces, little events that happened and happened and happened, which all add up to help to make the Yeshua. But now you're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming in a little bit. It's also Hester, but a little bit more. Because the fact that Haman made the etz and he made it 50 amas high is also part of the Yeshua, as we'll see. But Balaylo Ahu Nada Doshnas HaMelech. So the Melech couldn't sleep. He couldn't sleep. Okay, so he couldn't sleep. And what did he do? Why couldn't he sleep? Also, you realize that the Gaon says everything happens is b'derech hateva. So you can explain everything, why it should happen. So why couldn't he sleep? Of course he couldn't sleep. He was going, Meshuggah, what possibly could Esther have wanted? She risked her life to come to him. She must want something massive. And Ad Kedei Kach, she didn't tell him what it was. She's going to tell him to tomorrow, that he hopes. What could she possibly want? Ad Chatzi HaMalchus wasn't enough. He offered her Chatzi HaMalchus. So she wants more than Chatzi HaMalchus. What could it possibly be? He couldn't sleep. So what's the solution? Vayoma Lahavi Sefer HaZichronus Divrei HaYomim Vayiyu Nikroim Lifnei HaMelech. And he says they should bring the chronicles, the things, all the events that had happened, and they should read it to the king. Maybe that way he'd find out. Now, when the big son of Seresh Maisa happened, there was an Ness. I mean, all Nisim, right? But there are all Nisim. When I say Ness, I mean, don't mean like Kriyas Yamsu or anything. The big son of Seresh Maisa. It says, "Vayikosi b'sefer divrei yom lifnei hamelech." So the Mefarshim explained that they had two sets of divrei yomim. They had the arichas divrei yomim. Everything that ever happened was written by arichas in a library, kept in a library, in a special thing. Everything was there. Every little event, big event, the thing. And then they had a tamtzis of the divrei yomim, which was always lifnei hamelech. This big Sofer Seresh event may have been written in the big Divrei HaYomim and not written in the little Divrei HaYomim Lifnei HaMelech, in which case this could never have happened. What's going to happen now? But min hashamayim, they were mesoveiv that the big Sofer Seresh was written in the Divrei HaYomim Asher Lifnei HaMelech. Now the Melech can't sleep, but he wants to know what could possibly have happened that Esther could want more than Chatzi HaMalchus. So he called them to bring the Divrei HaYomim, which were Lifnei HaMelech. Vayimotze Kosuv, and it was found written. It was a funny language. Vayimotze Kosuv. Even Vayihu Nikroim Lifnei HaMelech. They should be read. Why didn't he say Vayim Elahovi Sefer HaZichronos Divrei HaYomim? Yikru Lifnei HaMelech. Why is it? Vayu Nikroim. So who was in charge of these divrei yomim, the son of Haman. The son of Haman opened up the divrei yomim. He told him to come and read the divrei yomim. So every time he opened up the divrei yomim, and his thumb came on the page about Mordechai with being son of Seresh. He wasn't going to read that, so he turned over the page. And then it came a malach, says the Gemara, and turned it back. So then he turned it this way. It came a malach and turned it back. The malach kept on turning it back. We didn't see any malachim. It was an Eis Nister. Oyse malach of Ruchos. What if you would have seen what happened? It was in a wind. A wind kept on blowing the pages back to the Mordechai page. So the melech screams at him, read what's there. Stop paying, you know, he's kept on trying to do it. Read it already. So it's Vayimotse Kosov, Balkorchoi Shel Ha Koire, Ashehigid Mordechai, a big son of Aseresh, Shnei Surise Ha Melech, Mishomri Asaf, Ashe Big Shulish Lachyot, Bamelech Achashverish. Now he's got some idea. She has to do with Mordechai, right? Vayomer HaMelech, Ma Naso, Yekor Ugdula, the Mordechai Alzeh. So what reward? Yekor is covered. And Gdula is money. So he's on the Mefarshim. That's why it says, Vigidal HaMelech is Haman, with money. What covered and money was given to Mordechai for this? Nothing was done, which was also a pele. Esther and then Mordechai saved his life, and he didn't give any reward. He forgot about it, or he didn't even forget about it. He thought it was Esther's. He was so happy that he made Esther the queen, that she was so faithful, and she said it b'shem Mordechai. But what is his? What did he do? He rewarded Haman because it was Haman's idea to get rid of Vashti and make Esther the queen. Yes, I mean that Haman claimed it was all his. He actually found out about the Maisa. Keilu, it was his. More directly, he was involved. But the God doesn't learn like that. He just said because he was the one who made Esther the queen. But Al Koponim, they didn't give any schar to Mordechai, which was a pele. Vayomer Melech mi bechotzer. Who's in the chotzer? The Haman ba the chatzah beis haMelech hachitzoyno leimel haMelech lislos es Mordechai ala eitzah shehechid loy. It was already early in the morning. And his Oyavov told him to go to the Melech. Uvoi ima Melech el Amish. Uvaboike emor la Melech v'yuslo es Mordechai. Go early in the morning. Now, this is, again, the God explains, Amalek Chashash. Why? They said, go early in the morning before anybody else comes to the Beis HaMalchus, because you don't want anybody, maybe it'll be somebody there who'll be Melitz Ba'ad Mordechai. Go before anybody's there, and then you'll be able to say what you want about how terrible Mordechai is, and the Melech will be asking to hang him. Lachain, the first time in his life, Haman got up so early, and was there all on his own, the first one in the Chatzar HaMelech. So the Melech wants to know mi bechotze. Why? Because the Melech wants to do the following trick. He wants to ask an independent person, what schar should you give to a person who saves the life of the Melech? And then he's going to be able to come to the Mishneh with Esther and say that he rewarded Mordechai with a reward, which wasn't his idea. It was a Mesir Lefitumai. He asked somebody, and he didn't tell him who he's talking about. He asked Lefitumai. He Lemaisa says the God that he now figured out. This is Rabbis Machshavas Belev Ish, Vatzas Hashem Hisokum. How many Machshavas we have, and it's, it could be all wrong. And at the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shalom's Eitzah is this kaim. He figured out Achashverosh. They had it all worked out. Once he knew that the whole thing was Mordechai, then why did she invite Haman to the Mishneh? It must be that Haman is also the closest friend of Mordechai, and that Haman and Esther are going to ask for the schar for Mordechai. Now, how much does he deserve if he saved the king? If he saved the king, then it's more than Chatzia Malchus. Be'etzem is the whole Malchus. He's only the. He, that's why when he said at Chatzia Malchus, she didn't ask, because she Be'etzem wants to ask for something more than Chatzia Malchus. And Haman as well. So then he asks, so how's he going to deal with it? He's going to ask an independent person to say what schar to give. And then he'll tell Esther that's what he did for Mordechai, or even maybe he can give this schar before the Mishneh. He doesn't be'etzim want to give Mordechai a schar. So who's in the chotzer? V'homad bo lechatza beis ha-melech ha-chitzoyna leimel ha-melech lislos is Mordechai ala eitzah she'echid loy. This is one of the biggest hipuchim of the Megillah, but there's lots and lots of hipuchim here. But this is one of the biggest things. He's coming to tell, to ask the Melech to, not even to ask, to tell the Melech, Leimel la Melech, Lislos is Mordechai. Vayomer Ari HaMelech Eilov, Hinei Haman Oimid Bechotze. Vayomer HaMelech Yovai. The Melech was so happy, because now you've got the friend of Mordechai who's there, and he's going to ask him in a way that he won't realize who he's talking about. And then when he comes to the Mishneh, and she'll say that we need to give tremendous schar to Mordechai, he'll say, I gave the schar to Mordechai. Which schar? With Mr. Haman, the schar which you said is magia to the ish, asher ha-melech ofetz bikorei. That's exactly, I did exactly what you, Mr. Haman, the friend of Mordechai, wanted. And that way he'll patter himself. Vayomer Haman, vayom eloi ha-melech. So the melech said, what did he ask the in the night? He asked, "Ma lase yikol ugdula? Gdula is money." And now he asked Haman, "Ma lase boish asher amelech chofitz bikore? What about gdulosoi? What about money?" Says the God. The Rabbi Shalom cut off the word. He didn't say Gedula. He only said Yakar, covered. That led Haman to start thinking, who could it possibly be that doesn't have money, that the money doesn't talk to him, and only is lacking in covered? Who could that possibly be? The only person that could be is me, said Haman, because he has so much money that the Melech could, but normal, the Melech would want to give money to someone. So because he didn't say the word gedula, he only said yakar, that's what led Haman to think that he's talking about himself. Now let's understand the nachashchosa of Haman. He's coming, he's got his whole problem, this Mordechai fellow, and he shares everything that he has, and the answer is you have to kill Mordechai and you have to hang him, and you have to be in a way that when you're in the Mishneh, he's so affected, so traumatized by Mordechai, he has to be in the Mishneh, be able to see him swinging from the gallows, otherwise he'll still be, won't be able to enjoy life. So you're coming for a very important thing. One second, covered, my covered. Everything he forgot about Mordechai temporarily, and he says, "No, Nabi Yachmetz, oops, Hamelech lasses Yekar Yosef Imeni." So he starts thinking about himself because he's so self-centered. That's all he says. Vayoyim Haman El Hamelech Ish Asher Hamelech Chofetz Bikore, and he's just imagining himself. It's all himself. Now, what was he lacking? He had tremendous covet. He had more covet than any minister in the Malchus. I was lacking one thing, Kvod Malchus. He didn't have Kvod Malchus. Now, he's not the Melech, so he can't get proper Kvod Malchus. But if you could get Kvod Malchus like the Queen of England, she's also not a proper Melech Levaisim. She has tremendous covet. So what did he? So he dreamt up that he should have all this treatment and be dressed like a king and treated like a king. It's all a show in Hollywood, bad same, because he's not the king. So what? It's covered. Covered is garnished. Covered is not. Covered is super choshev. There's a yesod, one of the shittas of why she invited Haman to the mishneh, is because there's a yesod. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Lifnei sheva gon." Before a person falls down, then he is pumped up to the spitz of his career. Lifnei sheva, before a person's broken, ga'oin. He shines with gaiva. Dahainu, there's hanhogim in Hashemayim, that before the Rebbe Shalom breaks a rosha, he pumps him up with more gaiva, the maximum gaiva, and then he breaks him. Why? Because the higher a person is, the more he falls, the more yisurin there are of his shvira. This is, it says the God, this is what's going on over here. He's got one thing missing, quote Malchus. So at this point, this is the highest point in Haman's life. Why? Because he's imagining himself with this quote Malchus that he's describing. Bring the real stuff, the real big day malchus which the melech wore, not what you can buy in LA in all the stores which they sell the costumes for the movies. The real horse, the one which the king rode on. Vashenitan kese malchus beroshoi. And when the crown of the Malchus was put on his head, Dainu, he could not ask for the crown. That only a Melech could wear. So he didn't ask for the crown. He asked for the Sus and the big day Malchus, the Vush Malchus, which the king wore on the day of his coronation. Vashen Nitan Kese Malchus Baroshim. He didn't ask for that they should put the Kese Malchus on this man's head, because that's not Shaykh. There is a Lamoshal in England, there's a special coach which is covered in gold leaf and has six horses taking, or eight horses, I don't remember, it's called the coronation coach. And that's only used on the day of the coronation, or it was used on the 50th anniversary when there was a whole parade with the Queen, and she rode in this Choshev coach. I don't know if it was used on the 60th. I wasn't there for the 60th. I happened to be there for the 50th anniversary, and I saw all the pomp and ceremony. It was Lo Yu'uman. V'hal koponim, and Agav, they say the coach is really, really uncomfortable. But who cares? It's covered. It's covered in gold, in gold leaf, real gold leaf. So that's what he wanted. He wants the sus. And he's got every detail here. It shouldn't just bring him the things he should put it on himself. For the chief sarim, when they dress the melech for the coronation, you know, poor old Charlie is just waiting for the day to happen that he can become the king, and his mother refuses to die. Who says he'll ever get there? Maybe he'll die before her. Okay, face. But when they do it, so there's all the sarim and the chashuvim, the lords, and all these people dress the king and take the king. So all is covered. Vihubishu esaish. They should dress the king. He shouldn't have to put it on himself. That's Spitz Malchus. Asher melech chofetz bikare. Virkivuhu alasus birchay va'ir. Now, covet isn't any good if nobody sees it. So he says, then take him round on this sus in the city. V'karu lefanav kocha yoseh lo'ish asher melech chofetz bikare. That should be the what you should do for the ish asher melech chofetz bikare. The melech was so happy. Doesn't cost a penny. That's the best thing. And Haman, it's Haman's idea, the best friend of Mordechai. This is tremendous. This is going to be the schar for Mordechai, for what Mordechai did. But Loizu Bilvad, Haman is the most choshev sar in the country, in the world, right? Vayomer HaMelech leHaman, Maher, kach, es alavush ve'esasus, kasher dibarta, va'asei kein leMordechai Yehudi. You do it. Why you do it? He thought he was doing the best thing for Haman. Give Mordechai even more covet, that Haman himself, the choshev choshev sar, should be the one that dresses Mordechai. And then he'll be able to tell Esther, I did even more than Haman said. I was mechabedim alidei Haman. And of course Haman's going to be happy to do it for Mordechai, because Haman's his best friend. Now it's interesting. It says, Asei kei le Mordechai, ha-Yehudi, ha-Yoshe b'shar ha-Melech. How many Mordechais, ha-Yehudis are there? Why does he have to have this? Because just imagine the shvira that Muhammad had. Haman's imagining himself. And he came to say to hang Mordechai, and then he suddenly says, go do it to Mordechai. Mordechai? So he said, there's lots of Mordechai. It's a very common name. Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai HaYehudi, there's lots. I don't know which one you mean. HaYoshim Yisrael B'Shar HaMelech. Him? Apparently he didn't get a heart attack right now. So the Melech says to him, I'll tap El Dover B'Kol HaShedim Auto. Every detail you have to do. Poor old Haman. Vayikar Haman is alavush v'esasus. Vayal beishes Mordechai. Vayarkivuhu. Vayarkivehu birchoy v'ir. Vayikar lefalav kocha yeoseh ho'ish. That's the time, right? Kocha yeoseh ho'ish. Hashem Melech chofetz v'karei. He had to do it to Mordechai. Vayoshav Mordechai al shar ha'melech. V'haman nidchaf el beisoy ovul v'chafui roish. Mordechai went back to the Shara Melech. Why do you have to say to the Shara Melech? Says the God, he went back to his Sak Vatanis. The Vatanis was sort of carried on davening. Why? Because this is the beginning of this very strange Maisa. Looked at it from, you weren't in the Beis HaMelech, you didn't realize the Nadu Doshnas HaMelech. What do you see? All of a sudden, Haman is sent to give Mordechai his tremendous covet. It's weird. And even if we realize that the whole circumstances that he had to read the Divrei HaMelech and the Divrei HaYomim, and why it was, it's a Simen Min HaShemayim. Simen Min HaShemayim. But the Yeshua hasn't come yet. So Mordechai goes back to carry on davening. And Haman says, ran to his house, Ovel v'chafui rosh. Why was he chafui rosh? Because everybody knows, every Ganenit teaches you, that when he was taking Mordechai around the city, his daughter looked out, when she hears this announcement. She assumes what happened was that, of course, the Melech is agreed that Mordechai should be killed, and he made Mordechai, since Mordechai was Mevazeh her father, Mordechai wouldn't stand up, so the Melech made Mordechai take Haman around the city, Milavush Malchus, and to say, Koch Yoseh Noish Hashem Melech Ofes Mikore. So who's on the horse? She assumed Haman. And who's leading him? Mordechai. So she decided to be Mevazeh Mordechai a bit more. She threw out the Mei Shoivchim, that they didn't have toilets in the house. They had to use Kalim and then throw it out. So she threw that on the person taking the one round on the Markim, on the one taking the Roichev. He looked up, who did that to me? And she saw it was her father. Who was her father? So as the Medrash, she jumped out of the window and killed herself in front of him. Kibud Av was something which Esav and the Bnei Esav were still very choshev in. Bizarre to her father. So she committed suicide right in front of him. That's why he was Avel. His daughter just killed herself. And Chafui Roish. And he was smelling with, his head was covered with all this schmutz. Vayesaper Haman lezeresh ishtoi ulekol oyhavov es kol asher karohu. And he came and he told Zeresh and his oyavim everything that happened to him. Korohu mikre, it's Mr. Mikre asher korcho baderech. So he tells him it was all a mikre. Wait, they were called Oyavov. Now all of a sudden they're called Chachomov. They understood what this means, and therefore they're called Chachomim. They understood. Im Bizera Hayehudim Mordechai. It was the poser. Hayehudim goes up, right? Im Bizera Hayehudim Mordechai. Asher achi lo yisa linpoi lefonov, lo yisuchal loy, ki nofel tipo lefonov. They understood Yisod Otzum about Klal Yisrael. Im heim oilim, heim oilim ad la shamayim. Im heim noiflim ad la oretz. Klal Yisrael and not have no shaychus to teva. Anything that has teva goes a bit more, a little bit up, a little bit down, a little bit up, a little bit down. It doesn't go extremes. Klal Yisrael not part of teva. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping Klal Yisrael, then the oil ad la shamayim velo sucha loy, you'll never be able to. If a noiflim, Klal Yisrael noifel, they'll just go a little bit. They go ad la oritz. So they understood that. That's chokhmah. And they told him, this is a terrible simon. For you, this is a simon. If you went and you were going to hang him, and the melech told him this strange thing, that funk faket, everything, you've got to go and be mechabed Mordechai, that's a simon that the oilim la shamayim, and you will never be able to be menatzeach Mordechai. Go and miyad, they told him, chop down the eights, don't let, and forget trying to do anything with Mordechai. And what did he say? Kol Asher Karohu, Mr. Amaleki, it's not min hashamayim. He's not goyis. That Kodesh Baruch Hu does anything here. It's all mikre. It was all mikre. It was just that happened to come the first person. The melech had this crazy idea, and the melech says to be mechabed Mordechai. It wasn't anything to do with any simon. It's not a simon of anything. So he was arguing with them, and he says he doesn't want to cut down the eights. He'll still be able to hang him. Because of his korcha attitude, and he didn't immediately chop down the eights. They were still speaking to him, trying to convince him that he has to chop down the gallows. And the Sarisi HaMelech came to take him to the Mishneh. And they hurried him, rushed him up to bring Haman to the Mishneh. Was he able to wash at least, to wash off what his daughter had given him? Yosef, he says, when they took Yosef to Paro, so he had a haircut and they washed him from the prison. So, and that's still called Vayavhilu. So he didn't have time to cut the eights. Not only that, the Sarise HaMelech heard the whole argument. And we'll see what happens now. Again, there's another Vanafoch and another Korcho, which is going to boomerang back on Haman. Vayova Melech Vehaman Nishtois im Esther Amalko. So they came. Vayova Melech Lester, Gam Vayova Sheni, Bemishne Hayain, Ma Sheloch Esther Amalko Vseoseloch, Umaba Koshosech, Adhatsi Amalkos Vseos. Why is the Gam? Gam is a Chiddush, right? Even on the second day, also on the second day. Why? Because he knows now what her real Bakosha is. He thinks, anyway. Thinks he knows. And he's given the reward. So why does he say the same Nusach? This time he could have said a different Nusach. I know what you want, Esther. I know what you want. You want the reward for Mordechai that he saved my life. Well, let me tell you, you and Haman, the two of you, but Mr. Haman, I just gave you the schus of giving the reward to Mordechai. Then he didn't offer her Ad Chatzi HaMalchus, and what she really wants is Klal Yisrael. It's not going to work. Gab Bayom HaSheni, the Melech played along, Keilu he didn't know. Here she said much more bekitzer. Why? Because now she'd seen the simon. She understood the simon. This is the simon min hashamayim that was roy. Now she could ask for Klal Yisrael. Avada, because it was after the 3 days, the total 3 days of Todis. Tidose li nafshi v'sheilosi v'abi b'vakoshosi. Give me, my shayla is for my life, and my bakosha is for my whole nation. Ki nimkarnu ani v'ami lehashmid l'arog u'labed. Because we've been sold in a crooked way. Haman offered you money, but be'etzim, what he wants to do is lehashmid l'arog u'labed. If it would have been honest that what Haman said, Keilu is bringing money to the Melech, if all that would have been was he's going to use that money, take our money away and make us into our Vodim, Hecharashti, I wouldn't have said a word. But the Tsar, which he wants to do, is not worth the Nezek HaMelech. What he actually wants to do, so it's going to harm the Melech, to kill all of Klal Yisrael. Vayomer HaMelech HaChashverosh, Vayomer Esther HaMalka. Why do you have two Vayomers? Mi hu ze ve'eze hu. Hashem lo libo la'aske eskeim. What's this whole arichus? Mi hu ze? Why did he ask? Mi hu? What's it? Mi hu ze ve'eze hu? Vayomer Vayomer. Because be'etzem, the Melech knew the whole plan the whole time. And the Melech was very happy to do it. The Gemara says when Haman came to the Melech to ask to make the Gzeira, the Gemara says a marshal to two farmers who got a field, got two fields next to each other, and one's got a big bump in his field, and one's got a big ditch in his field. So the Baal HaDitch tells the Baal HaTail, the one who's got the hill in his field, both are problems. Why? Because when you want to plow the field, you've got this thing, you can't plow it properly. And when you've got a ditch, you can't plow there and you can't sow there. So the one with the ditch asks the one with the tail, with the hill, give me all that earth, let me level your field, and take away the tail, and I'll put it in my ditch, and then we'll both have smooth fields, and we'll both be able to use the whole of our land. Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. He's the Baal HaBor, and the Melech is the one with Klal Yisrael sticking out, and he wants to get rid of that too. He doesn't like Achashverosh, the big son of Yisrael. So he was masking, but of course nothing was said beforeish. Haman, because he was choshesh, what would the Melech's reaction be? And who knows? So he only said, yesh noi am echod mefuzim afoir, didn't say what he was talking about, but the Melech understood. Now Esther's chapt. Now he never knew Esther was Jewish. Now the whole thing came out. So maybe she knows it was him. So vayomer HaMelech, the Melech was shocked about the whole thing. Who could it possibly be? He was scared that she knew it was him. Why did Esther not just say Haman? There's no other Haman sitting there. So why did she have to say Haman, Hora Hazeh? So the Gemara, that she started pointing to Achashverosh, came a Malach and moved her hand to Haman. So she was silly? Was she stupid? Why was she pointing to Achashverosh? That would be a terrible thing to do. You got to get rid of Haman, not Achashverosh, not Shaykh to get rid of Achashverosh. So the God, she was davening the whole time. Ribbono shel Olam, be mashmi on Achashverosh, make Achashverosh agree. So she was thinking in her tefillahs all about Achashverosh. So subconsciously, she was so dovuk in her tefillah, she subconsciously pointed to Achashverosh. Now that would have been the end. Came a Malach and pointed her, pushed her hand. Haman, hurrah, hazeh! Reb Shlomo always said, who sent all these Malachim? The tefillahs that the Klal Yisrael and the tefillahs that Mordechai and Esther b'shas ma'isu were busy davening, that's why they were zoicha to all these malachim. We didn't see it was a malach. It's derech hateva. We saw it started. So it wasn't a nes golui, but it was nisim b'derech hateva. But what's the melech's reaction? Well, first of all, v'homon nivas milifnei ha-melech v'amalko. And Haman got shocked in front of the melech and the malko. Why? Haman was, the Gemara says, was the biggest Baal Loshon Hara the world ever saw. He was a politician. He knew how to make sheker out of everything, the most emistic thing in the world. He was able to spin it, to give a spin like this, a spin like that, a spin like this, a spin like that. But he was stuck for the first time in his life. Why? Because in front of the melech, he told him how terrible this arm is. So he couldn't say, oh, the mice are very good. I didn't realize. In front of Esther, he couldn't say to Esther, no, I didn't realize you were Jewish, and it's really a choshev arm. Because Esther was sitting there, he couldn't say they are terrible and they should be killed. Because Esther's there. In front of the Melech, he couldn't have said, I didn't realize. What do you mean? You said you were an expert. You knew there was Amma Mufuzim of Hoyrod and Dosei HaMelech Eina Moisim. How can you say it? So he was stuck because the Melech and the Malko were both sitting there. So what did the king do? The king, Achashverosh wants this Gzeira. So what are we going to do now? So he had an eitzer. He went into the garden to think over an eitzer, what to do. Well, then Haman omad lebakesh anafsho me'Esther amalka. Then Haman stood up to plead for his life from Esther to Esther. When the melech isn't there, he could say, "I didn't realize," and please be moichel me v'chule. Ki ra'a ki kol so'elav hara me'eis ha-melech. Ki kol so'elav hara, the soife tevas, the last osius of the words, is ki kol so'elav hara. Shuv pam, shem avaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu's here. Because this is the downfall of Haman. Beforehand, there was in the Rosh Tevas we had when he's going to come to the Mishneh. That's the going up. And now he's going down. So it's the Sofei Tevas. This is the Sofei Haman. Amelech shov miginas abison abeis Mishneh ayayin. And he comes back from the garden. Now you have to know, gardens in those days weren't stuff. One of the seven wonders of the ancient world was the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Now, for various reasons which we weren't able to learn, in the first Perek, Achashverosh moved the capital of the whole empire from Bavel to Shushan. It's a whole parasha. We can't learn it now because we have to see something more important than this. That was also part of the Ness, that they were in Shushan. But they had these Choshev gardens in Bavel. So Pashtus, they made very Choshev gardens in the palace of Shushan. So the gardens are very, very Choshev. Says the Gemara, why did he come back and he hadn't thought of any Eitzah? He came back in the same matzav that he went, because the Rebbeinu Shem sent Malochim, Bidmus Anoshim, chopping down the garden, ruining the garden. And he went along and he says, what are you doing? They said, Haman sent us to uproot the garden. So that he came back more annoyed on Haman than he went. Who sent these Malochim? The Tfilis of Klal Yisrael. It's not fair. He never said that. It's not true. He never said these malachim. It's midah k'neged midah. It wasn't true that Klal Yisrael and Dosei HaMelech Eina Moisim. So his gzeira was all mitoch sheker. So his downfall is going to come mitoch sheker. V'amelech shov beginas habison al beis mishnah yain v'homan noifel al hamito asher Esther aleh. Homan is falling. What's it? Is falling. Punk the second he walked in, he's falling. Teretz sees, he says he was all about when he went into the garden. Teretz sees, the Gemara says, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a malach and held him there on the bed of the couch of Esther. He wanted to get up. He tried to get up to be, but the Melech walked in. He tried to get up to stand up for the Melech, but the Malach wouldn't let him. Again, it's not fair. It is fair. It's midah keneged midah. If you try to kill the queen in my house, it wasn't true. He wasn't trying to kill the queen. He was trying to ask for Rachmanis for the queen. Hadova Yotzo Mibi Amelech Uplei Haman Chofu. He was shocked because he couldn't say anything again. This is also Mida Kelegen Mida. Loi Hoya Odom Shioda Ledavid Lishna Bisha Kehaman. He was such a dabron. He was always speaking his Lashon Hara. And now he couldn't say anything. He was stuck again. This is all Mida Kelegen Mida. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made the downfall of Haman. Not stab, he should be killed. That's it. Goes stage after stage, Yisurin after Yisurin. But the Melech still didn't say to hang him. One of the Sarisim, Chavoyno, who went to pick up Haman in to bring him to the Mishneh, and they heard the whole argument about the gallows. He could say, "Gam hine ha'etz asher also Haman leMordechai asher di betoiv ala melech oy made bebeis Haman gavoya chamishim amo." He pointed hine ha'etz because his hashchosa. They told Haman to make the etz 50 amos high, so you should see Mordechai from the beis ha'melech. Then you could see the gallows for the Beis HaMelech. So Chavoyna pointed out, and you could see it, the Melech saw the gallows. Hine ha'etz, asher also Haman leMordechai, asher di betoiv ala melech. He made the gallows for Mordechai, who was the one loyal subject who saved the king's life, with di betoiv ala melech. And it's still there, oy made the Beis Haman. They told him to chop it down, and he refuses to chop it down. I heard him say he's still going to be able to kill Mordechai. Vayom ha'melech tzluhu olov. And the Melech said, so hang him on it. Why? Because he wanted to be mazik Mordechai, who's di betoiv ala melech. That's something which is no gear to the Melech. He wanted to kill the loyal subject of the Melech. Why was the Melech able to say tzluhu olov just like that without a court case? Because of Haman's amendment in Perig Alev, that he changed the law, that there's something which is no gear to the Melech could be done la'atzmai. In other words, everything is choyzer al rosha shel Haman. Now the God has an interesting pshat. It's an interesting pshat. He says that the Melech heard, when Chavoyna said it, the Melech heard it like this, Hinei ho'etz asher also Haman leMordechai asher diber koma, that Haman said when he made the gallows, Toiv ala melech, the gallows were good for the king. It's not true. He never said that. Einochanami. Oh, it's midah keneged midah. It's interesting to chat, right? The trop doesn't go like that. Asher di betoiv ala melech. Mordechai was di betoiv ala melech. But he says the melech heard, well, it's toiv ala melech. Will be melech, he said, tzuruhu alav. And then he calmed down. Why did he calm down? Because his whole fear was that Esther knew it was him, and she didn't. She wasn't Megale, even if she knew. And the whole ikka tiny he had on Haman was Haman wanted to kill Mordechai. So now he calmed down at the end of the parsha, as far as Achashverosh is concerned. Bayoy Bahu Nosan Amelech Achashverosh Leester Amalkus Beis Haman Tzore HaYehudim. He gave over the house and all the wealth of Haman to Esther, just to show that he is bad Esther. He wants to. Esther shouldn't think that he agreed with Haman. And now she was Megale, what the relationship between her and Mordechai. So Mordechai came to the, he brought the Mordechai to the Melech. He'd never met Mordechai before. He appointed him to sit in the Shar HaMelech, but he never met him personally, because he knew that Mordechai brought up Esther, so as a reward, he put him in Shar HaMelech. Vayosa Melech es tabato ashehevi mi homon vayitnon Mordechai. When Achashverosh met Mordechai, he was so despoiled, the chochmah of Mordechai, that he took his ring, which he had given to Haman, which was a crazy thing to do. Be'etzem, normally the king keeps his signet ring, and so the king can make sure that anything which is written in his name, he will sign personally. But part of the hashgacha was that he gave his ring to Haman, so in order for Haman to sign, to make the gzeirah that he wanted to make. Why? Because Achashverosh knew, as I said before, he knew what the gzeirah was all about. He wanted to get rid of the yidden. He didn't want to be part of it. There is one of the psichas in the Megillus, in the Masechtas Megillah. There's a whole lot of psichas to the parasha. That means different tanoim and amoroim darshan to yesod in the parasha, and they're all psukim. One of the psichas is Bekum Aleinu Adam. There's a pasuk in Tilim that the tzoras happens Bekum Aleinu Adam, and he said Adam v'lo melech. That the misnaged in this parasha was an Adam, not a melech. What's the Bio Hadvarim? So the Mefarshei Agadot explains, Kimtumani, the Maral explains it, that a melech has certain hanhogas of malchus. A melech cannot say to wipe out a whole total nation. A person who has shaychus to malchus would never do that. An Adam, a gata mensch, who's not no shaychus to melech, to malchus, and that was Haman. He was be'etzim, a poshta barber. He could come up with such a crazy idea. So the Melech, when he knew that this was the idea, he didn't want to be involved in it. So he gave his ring, signet ring, to Haman. The Marshal, if you know anything about Hitler, Hitler grew up from the lowest of the low. So a mensch like that, that's Mamish, this, a repeat of this, Bekum Aleinu Adam. When he became Chancellor, or Prime Minister at first, the Chancellor of Germany, who was from the aristocracy, couldn't even be soivel him. When he came in and he was a Prime Minister, he didn't stand up for him because he's a poshter, you know, boor from the lowest of the low. Democratic system, that he became Prime Minister, but didn't want to give him any cover. Hitler made himself into the Chancellor and gave himself more and more power, and then it was Geuze's, Gezeira, Rahman, and it's not. So, but the Ness Godel here is because he'd given the ring to Haman, so the Midah Keneged Midah, he gave the ring to Mordechai. We're going to see this is a very significant Ness. That if he would have kept the ring himself, which would be normal, then okay, he would have read the whole Gzeira of Haman, and he wouldn't have signed it himself, because it's pastish that a melech should make such a Gzeira. And afterwards, even if there would have been, if he would have done what would have been normal, take back the ring to himself. Now, after Haman's dead, take back the signet ring to himself. Then Mordechai couldn't have done what he has to do, which we'll see in a minute. Vayosa HaMelech es tabato shehevim mehoman vayitno leMordechai vatosim estes Mordechai abeis Haman. And Esther didn't want to be ner. This is Esther's whole yisod. She does not want to be ner from any tovas yirashoyim. Right? That's why the peg base, and that's with the she is the metaken of the ner misudos shalos a rosha. That's the loshon. She does not want to have hano from a rosha. That is the yisod of Esther. Tovas Rishoyim Rahu Eitzel Tzadikim, Chazal say. She cannot be soivel, she does not want to think. So she put Mordechai in charge of the bias. She doesn't want to be Nene. That's Vaita her Mida. Tahoman's dead. And she and the Melech has appointed Mordechai as the Prime Minister. And Mordechai has the signet ring. And the Melech is given the base hobbit to Esther, is now in Mordechai. So the choir is the end of the beginning. We have the whole Yeshua. Everybody sings and happy when it says Vayislo es hobbit. But now we've got a whole Hemshech which we have to understand. Vatoisef Esther vatidaber lifnei Melech. Vatipol lifnei Raglov. Vatevk. Vatischaned loy. We didn't have these Lashonis before. She's beseeching the Melech with much more tears and crying and everything than we ever had before. Why? Because the Maisa, the fact that Haman's dead, hasn't changed anything. The Gzera of Haman is right now, we're 3 days after he was going to the Gzera, or 4 days actually, after the Gzera was made. Right now, Haman's Gzera is going out all over the world, the 127 Medinas. It was not written by Haman, and it was written by Haman. It wasn't signed by Haman, and it was not sealed by Haman. It was written b'shem HaMelech and chosum b'tabas HaMelech. So the Gzera of Haman is still chai v'kayom. Just the fact that Haman is dead has not changed anything. The Gzera is still going to happen. Every place in the world, the governors are going to get this Gzera from the Melech, that on Yud Gimel Adar, you kill all the Jews. The Hashmid Laragula Abed Ushlonim Lovois. That's clear. The Paschegin Haksav is going up on every place. Lios Asidim Leyoim Hazeh. The Haman's dead, so what? It's nothing to do with Haman. It was all written b'shem HaMelech and chosim b'shem Tabas HaMelech. So she beseeching the Melech to be machzir the Gzeira. And Achashverosh doesn't want to. Shouldn't put him in up. He just wants to keep Esther happy, Mordechai happy. That's his shitter. Lasus kirtzon ish v'ish. I don't care if you kill all the Jews. Vayoshet HaMelech le'Esther shavit hazov. So she stood up and she was allowed to stand. What's these two things? So she's coming mitzad two things. She knows that if to say that it's absolutely bad, this gezeira, and should absolutely be changed, he won't be masking. So she mixes in his taiva for her at the same time. If this should be good, and if I really am moitzei chein, v'kosha adom ani fnei ha-melech, be'etzem it should be toiv what I'm asking. V'toiv ani be'elov, and you like me. If you like me, this thing is also good. He's got to put the two things together because she knows he's not willing. He's not willing. Why did he change the gzeira? He didn't want to change the gzeira. So she puts herself in. Yikosev lahoshiv es hasforim machshev es homon ben abdosa agogia shekosev la'abid ha-yehudim ha-shem chom dinas ha-melech. Rescind the gzeira. Ki eichocha uchal v'ro'isi b'ro'a sheyimtso es ami v'eichocha uchal v'ro'isi b'ovdan moladati. How can I sit by and see the death of my arm being killed? In other words, it's all for me. It's not that it's an unjust thing. Haman lied. Klal Yisrael are not bad people. No, she didn't say that. It's all for personal thing. Vayomer HaMelech Achashverosh l'Esther Amalku l'Mordechai HaYehudi. Hinei, beis Haman nasati l'Esther. I gave over the what you want? I hung him because he was shalach yado by Yehudim. It's not true. It's a sheker gas. He did not hang Haman because he was shalach yado by Yehudim. He hung Haman because he wanted to kill Mordechai shadi betoiv al ha-melech. Nothing to do with the Yehudim. Batem kisvu ala Yehudim katoiv beinechem b'shem haMelech v'chisvu b'tamas haMelech ki ksova shenichta b'shem haMelech v'dachtu b'tamas haMelech ein lahoshiv. I can't rescind the first letters. I can't rescind the Haman's gzera. Not shayach. Something which was written b'shem haMelech you can't return. What can I tell you to do? So you write whatever you want to the yidn. And Mordechai has the tamas haMelech, so you can write whatever you want. And you sign it with Shema Melech. What did he do? What's Mordechai going to do? You can't stop the Gzeira of Haman. Vayikaru Sofri HaMelech Bo'i Sahi B'chodesh HaShlishi U'chodesh Sivan B'shloish Av Esrim Bo'i. He waited 73 days. Why? So it says the God, he wanted to send the second letters with the same shlichim who took the first letters. So they shouldn't say that one of these letters is a ziyuf, and Mordechai sent out the second letters is not true, the first letters are the ikar. So he sent them with the same shlichim. They came back to the palace, these runners, and they came back and they could tell everybody, we were at the palace, Haman is dead, Mordechai is the prime minister, and this is the new gzeira which came from Mordechai, and it's authentic. Vayikosev, and what did he write? Kecholah shetziva Mordechai el Yehudim velach shtarpenim vapachus v'sori abdinas shemi hoydu vadku sheva vesim meya medino 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 kichsov avon kilshoyna vela Yehudim kichsov kilshoyna. This time he said to the Yidden as well, last time not, obviously. Vayichto b'shem ha-melech ha-chashvesh vayachto b'tabas ha-melech vayishlach sforim b'yad ha-rotzim basusim. This time he sent the runners on horses. Why? Well, it could be two reasons. One reason is because they just run for 73 days through the whole world and come back. They're knocked out. And he wants them to go quickly. Or secondly, he wants them to bring the new Igeris as quickly as possible. So now he sent them on horses. This the Gemara says, we don't actually know what the roichvei horechesh ha'achsteronim, that's some Parsi word, what it actually means, b'nei haramokim, some special type of horses which go very fast. What did he write in the letter? So what can you do? The Xeris of Haman is chai v'kayim. So what did he do? Hashem nosar ha'melech la'yehudim, Hashem b'chol ir v'ir. The melech has given reshus to yidn in every place, lihi kohel, to gather together. You know, every country has laws about gathering together. You need a reshus, a permission, a license to have a large gathering in a public forum. In this country, if you want more than 50 people to gather together in the street, you need a rishayon. Betzim, these hafgolas, most of them, if they don't have a rishayon, they're illegal. But, so there was reshus for the yin to gather together. V'lamod al nafshom, and to defend themselves. And then he wrote something very strange. Lahashmid, laharoig, ulaabed. What lahashmid? Lahashmid is shmad. Lahashmid is nogea for the goyim to do to the yin. But he wanted to copy the loshen of Haman's letter and invert it. You couldn't be mevatel Haman's letter. But he gave the same koyach to the yin that Haman gave to the goyim. Lahashmid, laharoig, ulaabed. Now look what he gave. Rishus for the yin to destroy es kol chayil, a whole army, am or a nation, umedina or a complete state, hatsarim oisam, who are making them trouble, taf v'noshim, men and women, children, ushlalam lovois. All this is part because in the gzeir of Haman, ushlalam lovois, he gave them unbelievable koyach. He gave the yin the koyach to decide that this whole nation are giving us tsar, and we can kill them. Or this army, we can kill. B'yoyim echad, in one day, b'chol medinas ha-melech ha-chashverish, b'shlosh ha-osu, l'chodish shleim, osu, l'chodish ador. On the 13th of Adar. Pas shegen ha-ksov, and that was sent out to the pachim. This is letters which were sent out to the governors. But the big settle, Pashegi, which was put up everywhere, Goli Lekolo Amim, he was magia it. That's why it says, V'lihios HaYehudim. What is it, V'lihios HaYehudim? V'lihios HaYehudim is part of the quote on the end of the whole Pashegi of Haman. But since Haman was scared, Amaleki, not to write the details of what's supposed to happen on the 13th of Adar publicly, that Mordechai was able to be magia. So now, they had the new Pas Sheged, which was the same Pas Sheged as the other one, but with the details of what's supposed to happen on the 13th of Adar. Haman's Pas Sheged just said, prepare yourselves for the 13th of Adar. And now the new one said, and Verlios HaYehudim Asidim LaYoyim Azeh, that's how he was Magia, what the Pshat in the first Pas Sheged was, Lehinokim Be'aveim. That he could do. And that's another, was Hofech Al Roshoi. He's, because he was Choshish, that if they didn't find out, they'll go and make Shtadlonis, and they'll be able to survive in some of the Medinas. He didn't want to write the details of what's supposed to happen on Yud Gimel Adar. So now Mordechai was able to be Magiyat. Horotzim Roichve Arecha Shacharonim Yotzim Bevoiholim Mutchufim Midvar Melech Vados Nitno Meshush Nabira. Mordechai Yotzim Bifle Amelech Bilvush Malchus. And now the Melech gave him the Vush Malchus without Haman's, because it was that was Ken Zayin. It was because of Haman's idea that the Prime Minister should wear the Vush Malchus. Ken Zayin. Just thought about now. V'ha'ir shushan tzahala v'sameicha. La'yehudi ma'isa oira v'simcha v'sasa v'ikar. V'chol medina v'medina v'chol ir v'ir. V'kom ha'she dvar ha'melech v'dosa ma'gir simcha v'sasa la'yehudi. Mishne v'yom tev rabi me'ame oritz misyadim ki nofal pachad ha'yehudi ma'leyem. Why am I rushing? Because I want to explain to you the ikkenes. The ikkenes was Amalek. What was the ikka thing of Amalek? Right from the very beginning. After Kriyas Yamsuf, the whole world was scared of the Yin. They knew the Yin, Kodesh Baruch Hu, was on their side. Rachav HaZoinos told the Meraglim, even 40 years later, we were scared of the Yin. Amalek came to take away that pachad from the Yin. Because Amalek made the milchama, Abat Yerusachas, and even though he lost, but because Amalek did that, there was no longer the same pachad from the Yin and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That is our Iketaina on Amalek. Lu Yitzui Amalek had not done that, then it's Ken sign, no Goy would ever have attacked a Yid throughout history. Why? You know the Goyim have a Messiah, some of them, Mamish. There are all sorts of mice of people who have actually heard this from the Goyim. The Goyim have a Messiah, the Yid have horns. It's a crackpot Messiah, but the Jews have horns. Sometimes, some people I know, somebody once told me that a Goy said to him, can you take your skull cap off? I want to see your horns. They assume that that's why we have a skull cap, to hide the horns. Take that off. Anyway, so there would have been a Messiah, don't touch Jews. Don't attack Jews. It's very dangerous. God is on their side. But Amalek took that away. Because of Haman's Mishagasan and all his chashoshes and everything, now in the whole world there was this big Pas Sheged Haksav signed by the Melech that the Jews can be Misnake Mi Soneem anywhere in the world on Yud Gimel Adar. Everybody got scared. The whole world got scared. They didn't know, the Hamoinam didn't know about the letters. They didn't know that there was the Haman's plan and the Mordechai's plan. What should have happened on Yud Gimel today? What should have happened? There are two gzeiras. Kill all Jews. Jews can defend themselves. Shkoyach. 127 medinas of Goyim, the Yid and Mefuzim of Feirat, in all these places. How many Jews are there in any place? We're talking about the Goyim have reshus to kill all the Jews. Lahashmid Largan Ahmed. Who's going to win? A few, there'll be a miser like the Warsaw Ghetto. A few Germans were killed. Big deal. In the end, they killed or they wiped out the ghetto. What's going to happen? What should have happened on Yud Gimel Adar? The Pachim should have taken out both letters, told everybody, kill all the Jews. Jews, you can defend yourselves. Thank you very much. We could actually defend ourselves. But there's no Havamim that we're going to win. The Yidden can kill a whole army. How are the Yidden going to kill a whole army? There's no way you can kill a whole army or a whole nation. There would have been, and there should have been, even after everything that's been set up here, an unbelievable mindset. Maybe a few Yidden would run away. And there'd still be a Klal Yisrael. Maybe. And maybe not. What actually happened? Something which was Mamish Anes Nista Gomor. The whole world got scared of the Jews. all the goyim got scared, the Hamoidam got scared of the Jews. Ki nafal pachat ha-Yehudim aleihem. Lehepech ha-gomor of what Amalek tried to achieve in the whole first place. Why? Because of his chashoshes, the Pas Sheged says the Yidden can be mislachim be'oveihem. It's still going to, the Gzer of Haman should be carried out. The Yidden gather together to defend themselves and anybody who's going to attack them. And a pliatsum of the ish loy obad bifleim, and not one goy stood up against the Yidden. Ki nafal pachdom al kol ha'amim. There was a pachad of the Yidden on all the amim. And nes nista, but an unbelievable nest. That is the crest and nest of Purim. That's what we're the whole nest. That's what we're going to have a yom tov for Purim. But what about the Sorim? The Sorim knew about the both letters. V'chol Sorim adiz v'achsharonim v'apachos v'osia malocha shel amelech benasim es ha-Yehudim ki nofal pachad Mordechai aleihem. The mumchim, the governors, the ones who understood politics, they were scared of Mordechai. So they didn't take out the first letters. They only took out Mordechai's letters. Now, he made the Goyrol, and the Goyrol came out for today, Yud Gimel Adar. There was 11 months between the time he made the Gzeira and the time when it was supposed to happen. If the Goyrol had come out immediately, then it wouldn't have been time that everybody should hear all over the world, all the Pachim and everything should hear about Mordechai. But since it was 11 months' time, ki gadol Mordechai bebeis hamelech, v'shamay hoylech b'chomedinois, yo ish Mordechai hoylech v'gadol. Everybody heard Mordechai has become the prime minister. Mordechai is becoming more choshev. Mordechai is milavush malchus. Mordechai, Mordechai, Mordechai. Haman is dead. Now you've got two igros. Which ones are you going to bring out? They were politically wise. You've got to be on the side of the government in Shushan. You've got to stay on the best side, even though they were Soide Yisrael. But we're not going to bring out Haman's Gzeira. That'd be crazy. Mordechai is Shomer Hoylech V'Gadol. So Nafal Pachad Mordechai on the Pachim and all the Sorim. So they buried Haman's Gzeira, and that's why. Vayaku ha-Yehudi v'choloiveyem makas cherev v'herig v'avdon v'yasu b'sonem kirtzoinom. That was the Gvaltigness. Okay, because the rest of the protim of how many they killed and the details of the Yom Tov of Purim. Meirdikness, when it came out this pachad from nothing. The whole nest came out of nothing, right? It wasn't a Kriyas Yam Suf type thing. This whole thing which Betzem Haman himself created the possibility to have this whole pachad of the Yidden and a pachad of Mordechai, and they were all scared. And that was the issue of Klal Yisrael. So let's go double by and have it to the Purim.